Saners landed a total of 13.8 million pink salmon this year. That's less than a third of the 10-year average. Bill Davidson is the Department of Fish and Game's Regional Management Coordinator in Southeast Alaska.
You know, the 10-year average harvest for pink salmon is around 41.6 million pinks, and the long-term average is around 25.7 million pinks. So we're well below both of those two averages that we use as a benchmark to kind of compare years. We're a little bit better than we were in 2006, where the harvest was 10.1 million, but it was a weak year.
In fact, catches for all species in the Seine fishery were on the low side. Davidson says the 74,000 fish sockeye catch was the second lowest since 1975. The fleet landed 15,000 Chinook and 200,000 coho, also well below average. Davidson says the 3.1 million chum catch was below the recent 10-year average, but above the longer-term average since statehood. While catches were down, higher prices bolstered the overall value of the commercial harvest. Davidson says prices for pinks averaged 27 cents a pound and chum were averaging 61 cents a pound.
In 2007, the prices were 15 cents for pinks and 31 cents for chum. So we were double that. And going back a further year, it was 12 cents for pinks and 30 cents for chum. So the prices did help to make up for low totals.
The total dockside value of the Seine fishery was about $32 million this year, including both hatchery and wild stock salmon. That compares with about $38 million last year, so the overall value was not nearly as depressed as the catch from the year before. Catches were decent mainly in southern southeast and some areas on the outside northern coast, but managers were concerned about returns on the northern inside waters.
We had major portions of the region where we had negligible harvests, almost from Frederick Sound north on the inside. Escapements were poor, harvests were poor. So there's something going on affecting survivals.
Davidson says there are many variables that can affect the survival of salmon, but he thinks colder water temperatures played a role not only in the ocean, but also in the streams in which these returns were spawned in 2006.
So kind of heavy precipitation, snowpack, causing cold temperatures and near shore, causing, you know, the fish to grow slowly, their food supply to not be as abundant is part of the problem, and then some freshwater environment problems might be occurring on top of that.
The poor season was not a surprise, though it was lower than expected. Fish and Game had predicted a total catch of 19 million pink salmon based on catch trends in the past, and federal scientists had predicted 16 million based on a 2007 survey of pink salmon fry. Those fry returned as adults this year. The poor pink salmon returns led the state to scale back the areas and time that seiners could fish in order to make sure enough pinks escaped to their streams to spawn. Davidson says escapement was poor in many streams.
We have escapements in most places, but we didn't meet goals this year in a fairly significant portion of the region, and we come in below escapement goals that could affect future production, and we might need to go through some cycles of rebuilding to bring the runs back, given good environmental conditions take place.
Davidson says escapements were good in the areas where harvest did take place, in southern southeast and District 13 of the northern outside coast.
In other areas, the escapements are probably going to get within goal range due to real diligence on the part of the managers, making sure that we didn't harvest when we shouldn't be.
Pinks have a 2-year life cycle, so those that are spawned this year will return in the summer of 2010. As far as next year goes, the National Marine Fisheries Service's annual survey of pink salmon fry yielded positive results.
Initial impressions from the fry trawling NIMS has done this summer was that the abundance of out-migrating pink fry was good this year. So that bodes fairly well for more normal returns next year.
Along with the lower catch, participation was also down this year. Just 212 seiners made landings. That's only a little over half the number of permits in Southeast, and Bill Davidson says it's the second lowest amount of effort on record. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.